Trevor here. I must say that the situation between Bobby and Dipper was not what I expected when I came to Huntington to see the two of them. They're best friends. I knew that, and now, apparently over a simple argument, they've thrown away their friendship. It just isn't right. There had to be something I could do. Dipper's dad came back, and we talked to each other for a few minutes, eventually coming up with an idea on how to get them back together again. It was going to be tricky, but Mr. Draper gave me some cash to do it, so I think I can pull it off. Dipper, could I come in?
Is Bobby with you?
No, it's just me.
All right, then.
How are you?
I'm fine. Just fine.
You don't sound fine. How'd you like to go have some pizza? It might help you relax a little while. My treat.
You sure? I mean, I can pay. I've got more money than you do and...
I'm sure. I really don't mind. Besides, you guys took me in despite having a packed house already. It's the least I could do.
Well, okay, let's go.
Would you mind heading up there ahead of me? I need to take care of something that I forgot about real quick. I'll be there as soon as I'm done, okay?
Okay. Want me to order it for you?
Sure, that's fine. Anything with sausage or pepperoni.
Sausage and pepperoni? Well, that's the same kind that,
What is it, Dipper?
Nothing. I'll get the order in. It should be ready by the time you get there.
Sounds good. Oh, I suppose you'll need the money if I'm going to pay for it. Here.
Well, there goes my plans for paying for it on the sly. I'll see you there in a few minutes. You know the place, right?
Your Uncle Stargazer showed it to me when he took me out earlier. He says it's the closest one around here, so I figured that was likely where you'd go.
Okay. See you in a few.
It's open, Mr. Draper.
No, it's me, Bobby. Can I come in?
Sure. Why not? Come on in, Trevor.
How are you?
Still upset, honestly.
Yeah, I can tell. How'd you like to go have some pizza? It might help you relax for a little while. My treat?
Pizza? With you? Sure, I'd like that.
Good. Could I meet you at the pizza place? I ordered a pizza earlier, but they told me it would take about a half an hour. Because they were really busy.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Dipper used to get me pizza whenever I was upset, too.
Did you say something, Bobby?
Huh? No, nothing. I'll get going then.
Okay, I should be there in a few minutes.
All right, see you soon.
Hey, Trevor, they just finished the pizza and... Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm here to have pizza with Trevor. Why are you here?
You overheard us, didn't you? Trevor sent me here to have pizza with him.
Typical, Dipper. Acting on your instincts again. If you recall, I haven't been to your house in hours.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you hadn't been to my house, how did you know to come here, huh?
Hey, guys.
Why is he here?
Okay. I tricked you both, I admit it. And I think that calls for an apology, don't you? And since I think we all want to apologize for something, how about we all say it at the same time, okay?
I will if he does.
Well, I will if he does.
Good. On the count of three. One, two, three.
I'm sorry.
There. That wasn't so hard, was it?
No. But he still should have apologized first for overreacting and pushing me.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have reacted that way if you hadn't been making fun of me.
I didn't mean to make fun of you, okay?
Why were you laughing in the first place?
Oh, come on, Bobby. You've seen the Three Stooges. When they fall down, it's hilarious.
So now I'm a stooge.
I didn't say that. I only meant that it was typical slapstick.
This isn't a comedy show. It's real life.
You could have fooled me. Some of the things you do, they're just silly.
You're one to talk. You get into more mischief than anyone I know.
That's because you hardly know anyone else.
You mean like I didn't know Justin Bieber?
That was different. You still could have laughed at yourself.
How do you expect me to laugh when I'm already in pain? I'm not fully healed from the car crash, Dipper. You know that.
I won't see you in your wheelchair anymore.
It hurt, Dipper. It's bad enough to know I got reminded of how my dad got treated in school. But the fact that it came from you, someone who I consider to be my closest friend, it was painful.
Well, I didn't know. You could have told me. You said I don't communicate, but what about you, sheesh?
You know I find it easier to write my words rather than speaking them, Dipper.
And it was just so funny. I wish you could laugh at yourself the way I do.
Well, how can I laugh when I don't have a friend? There are times you drive me, shall we say, bananas. And your mind is missing, no offense, a screw.
None taken.
Still, whatever mess I land in, who is there to lend a hand in? Nobody else but you.
Oh, your moodiness is now and then bewildering. And your values may be, so to speak, askew.
Gesundheit.
Thanks. Who has untold dedication and deserves a big ovation? Nobody else but you. Nobody else but you. It's just our luck. We're stuck together. Nobody else but you. It's crazy enough to believe we'll come through.
So your jokes can sometimes hurt without intention,
and your reactions may be just a bit undue. But when life becomes distressing,
who will I be SOSing? If you're having trouble guessing, here's a clue. He's a bear with fur that's yellow, but he's such a loving fellow, and he's nobody else but
nobody else but you. Turned into a true blue duo. Hard times we had a few, like we're thrown in the drink
and we think we might drown.
But when I start to sink, hey, I'd rather go down with nobody else but Y.O.U. Oh, Bobby.
Are we still friends, Dipper?
You know, I don't think we ever really stopped.
I love you, Dipper.
I love you, too.
Pizza's getting cold, guys.
All right, you take that slice, Bobby. It has more sausage on it.
I'm amused you remember that I prefer sausage. Come on, Trevor, let's eat.